在美国礼仪第一集节目《面试前要怎么准备》的最后，国际礼仪专家 Cindy Seed 建议你把自己对面试的公司最关心的问题列在一张纸上。为什么呢？
To have a list of your own questions that you would like to ask that's important to you. And that by bringing it in, and usually the interviewer always asks at the end, you know, do you have any other questions to ask?
Mm-hmm.
So this way you can pull out your sheet of paper and look through the list and look real intelligent when you're doing it, is to say, oh, you know, you have answered all my questions. That's really good. Thank you.
Cindy 说，你把列好问题的单子带在身上，通常在面试的最后啊，面试者都会问你，你还有什么问题想问的吗？这时候呢，你就可以把问题单子拿出来看，要表现出很有智慧的样子啊，然后说，哦，你把我想问的问题都已经回答了，太好了，谢谢你。
Or, if there was a question that wasn't answered, that's your time to ask it.Oh, I see here that we haven't talked about whether this job has any overtime required. Will it? You know, and that way you get all the important questions answered that you want, because we all have them. You know, or if this job includes bonuses or kind of other benefits, you know, that kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
So that's always important to have your own list.
或者说哦，我看到有一个问题我们没有谈到，那就是这个工作要求加班吗？这样你自己最关心的问题都能够得到解答，因为我们每个人都有不同的各种各样的问题，比方说这个工作是否有其他的奖金或者福利等等。那为什么要有自己的问题单子呢？
Because that way you can also compare from each interview to interview. If you're that lucky that two companies invite you to work with them, then you can see, well, this one said they had these kind of benefits, but the other one didn't. Versus you'd end up saying, oh my gosh, I forgot to find out that question from this one interview. Then it's not even that you can decide which one you want to go for.
Cindy 说，这样啊，你就可以把几个面试的公司并列对比，因为万一你很幸运的被两个公司或者更多公司都接受的话，都邀请你去上班呢，你就可以对比一下，比方说这个公司有某种福利，而那个公司没有。相反的，如果你没有这个问题单子的话，事后你就可能后悔同样的问题没有在每个公司都问到，所以就没有办法把这几家公司并列起来比较了。那是不是有某些问题你一定不能问的呢？
You want to avoid asking about money in the first interview. That is not the purpose. The most you can ask about is what range of salary.They may be offering for this position, a general question.
Cindy 说，对啊，在第一次面试时，你千万不要问的问题，那就是薪水，因为那不是面试的目的。你最多可以问一个很一般化的问题，就是说，就是这个工作岗位的薪水是在什么范围？
Most job descriptions sometimes tell you, the amount, but if it doesn't, yes, that is about the most.Gosh, we didn't talk about the compensation or how much the pay will be. Could you just tell me the range of how much you are willing to pay for this position?
大部分的招聘广告里都会提到薪水的信息，但假如没有提到的话呢？刚才他建议的问题就是你所能够提到的极限了。你可以说，哦，天哪，我们刚才没有谈到薪资方面，你能告诉我这个工作岗位所支付的薪水范围吗？
Just ask like that.
Yeah, because you have not been offered it yet.
Right.
You don't even know if you're, you know, going to get the job.
所以就只能这么提问了，因为你都还不知道自己是否能得到这份工作呢。好，我是主持人新田，跟国际礼仪专家 Cindy Seed 为您带来美国礼仪。我们下次节目时间再会。